this process, which is kind of goofy, kind of weird, you breathe in through the nose and tap and smile and do some weird stuff, it neutralizes the fight flight responses in the body, severs the addictive and allergic responses so that you can be at full cause in your life. Now, as crazy as this technique might seem, this is the stuff that I've seen people make hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars by just changing their frequency and vibration. It doesn't replace skills. It's an asset to it.
Welcome to the Miracle Plant Podcast, the show that inspires, promotes, and gives you a daily dose of inspiration from the people who have used cannabis to change their lives in extraordinary ways. Here's your host, Justin Benton.
Thanks for swinging by the Miracle Plant Podcast. We have a very, very special episode and a special guest, Tyler Watson, who I met through Russell Brunson's Inner Circle, is going to join us. And we actually did a three-day challenge called Convert High Ticket. And he was gracious enough to come in and share some of the amazing techniques that he's developed over the years to help reprogram our brains to actually look for the things that we want in life and how to get them, to get rid of the allergies and anything or the addictions that are we're addicted to keeping these things and these patterns in our mind from actually allowing us to unlock our brains and achieve the things and attain the things that we really want in life. So here's Tyler Watson on the Miracle Plant Podcast to share his amazing insights. He's been on stages with like Les Browns of the world and Tony Robbins, and he's just an amazing guy who's got an amazing gift, and I look forward to him sharing his gifts of mindset and unlocking the brain with you today. So enjoy.
There we are, brother. Welcome. So we were just talking a little bit about the Inner Circle last week, and you know how amazing it was, and maybe a little bit cold for some of us in California. And so I just wanted to, you know, and today we're really talking mostly about mindset. And I know that's your specialty, and that's why you're here today. And I'm so blessed and honored to have you, man, seriously. And, yeah. You know, I know that, you know, without mindset, it's hard to make anything work. And I'm just really excited to hear what you have to say and share with the audience. I know we only have you for a half hour, so I hope we can squeeze it all in. I'll try and shut up and won't say much, but if you want, I'll kind of look for the questions and things like that if we have time for some Q&A. Otherwise, fire away, man. It's all about this beautiful community that we've learned in ClickFunnels and Inner Circle and all the brilliance that you have with helping entrepreneurs and high achievers get the right mindset to accomplish all their goals and have the most amount of impact they possibly can.
Cool. Well, thanks, Justin. I'm excited. So we just dive right in, yeah?
Let's do it.
Okay. All right. Well, welcome. My name's Tyler Watson. Thanks so much, Justin, for having me on. Yeah, we just got back from an amazing event with a bunch of Inner Circle people. And I heard you were talking about that. It was phenomenal. So this whole thing is on being able to do high ticket sales and how to actually package it, right? And like, get your message out, make more money, make a bigger impact. And as I thought about my journey, it's been very fascinating. Yes, we're going to talk about mindset, but even beyond that, I'm going to take you to something called like cellular mindset. And when you can do that, you can take something that you've been struggling with and attain something in 10 to 100 times faster. Before I get there, though, I want to share a little bit of my story of kind of what got me to do high ticket stuff and enroll and invest a lot of money in myself. So I look like I'm 16 years old. My name's Tyler, and I'm originally from Arkansas, and I grew up in a town that was less than like 3,000 people. My dad is he's a clinical kinesiologist. Stepmom's a naturopath. And growing up, I always had this entrepreneur mindset, but I also struggled a lot financially. My parents, my mom went through 4 divorces. My dad went through 2, and I struggled a ton. As I tried to make income and try to go make money, I found that I had a lot of resistance to making a lot of money. And anytime that I would try, it was as if the whole world came against me and I just totally sucked. It was terrible. In fact, my first year as an entrepreneur, I was a massage therapist. and I made less than $13,000 that year as a massage therapist. I was trying to become a coach, a speaker, and I got married. And because of the things that I went through, I struggled embracing that new identity. And many of you, as you have your businesses and you're trying to do high ticket things, you're going to need to take on a new identity, a new way of seeing and being and communicating. And as you do that, you'll be able to make massive amounts of impact and a lot more income. So through that, I struggled. I was the guy who I'd go around, and I remember I was making charging $15 per massage. And if you've ever had a massage, you're either going to be like, what the heck is that? What's wrong with that person? Or something's wrong. And I had some issues. Growing up, I was depressed. I was suicidal tendencies. I struggled a lot with porn addictions, video game addictions, and I didn't know my worth. And I didn't know the worth of other people as well. So from 12 to about 18 years old, I struggled and I never told a soul. I would put on the face and I'd go pretend that everything was okay. But at the end of the day, I struggled a lot. And there's a reason I'm telling you this, because the things that you're going to struggle with in packaging and creating a high ticket thing is super simple. you can learn that very quickly, but the actual act of making it work and creating a long-term business around it, you have to embrace that new identity. My old identity was, I'm an addict. I struggle. I can't make it. I don't know how. And with that mentality and that way of existence, life was not the greatest. Yet I had a passion and a desire for change. I didn't know how, but I was hungry for it. So I invested, my first program I invested in was $5,400. That was the year that I was making less than 13 grand. So that was half my annual income. It was a huge thing. I was $5,400. I didn't even have a credit card to my name, but I had the thought, because I'm I believe that what you do matters. And in that moment, when somebody offered me, this is kind of a, now I look at it as kind of a low ticket, 5K. But in that moment, it was a big deal. And I thought, oh, I need this thing. Have you ever had somebody offer you something and you're like, dude, I need that so bad. If I got that, that would get me where I need to go, but I can't do it because I don't have the money. And we use money as the excuse of not going and living our mission. I was tired of being a victim. And in that moment, I had this download, and I believe in higher power. And I felt in that moment that the question I had was, who are you going to serve, money or me? And I thought, well, I want to serve my higher power. I want to go do my mission. I want to go teach people. Yet the thought was, who are you going to serve, money or me? If you wait to do this, when you have the money, you never will. And if you wait to do this, it won't work. And I thought, well, then how do I do it? And I just committed. And I was like, I'm in, called people, borrowed money, bought the program. Fast forward 1 month later, now I'm dirt broke. I have $400 in my bank account. My wife's super sick, pregnant. And I'm like, crap, I need to figure this thing out. I need to make money. I need to figure out how to grow a business. And I couldn't enroll people. I didn't know how. I didn't have the skills. Bought another course for $2,000 on a payment plan. It was $400 a month. My last $400, I was okay. Plus I was already in debt with this other program. Went through it and learned some more things. I kept working on myself, my mindset, which I'm going to go here in a second. And as I went through that week, I packaged my stuff, started to do $2,000 programs or $1,500 sales. And in 1 week, I made $6,000. The next month, 15K. And that year, I made over six figures in less than 7 months. I wrote my first book, was able to go travel, speak for people like Ted McGrath, Les Brown, sell high ticket items from anywhere from 30K all the way up to $100,000 from stages all over the country and in Canada. And I have a gap teeth, look like I'm 16 and had nothing going for me. So if I can do it, and I had literally nothing going for me, and I was started off selling things for $15 an hour, then I know you don't have an excuse. If you truly want to make it in this field and want to create a high ticket program and go help people, you can do it. But you're going to have to create a new story and a new identity. And here's how. You guys ready to learn this? Yeah. Okay. So in that experience, there was three critical things that I had to do in order to get through that phase. Once I learned some of those skills, which you're going to learn a lot over the next couple of days, the identity piece was critical. The skills were not too difficult. As I learned the skills, I started doing my own events. I sold my own personal $65,000 programs, ran an event, had 30 people in the event, sold four 65K programs. I didn't have a whole lot of qualified people either. So I came from a background where that wasn't my thing. Yet I had a desire to create it, and I wanted to, and I did. So if you have a desire to make a lot of money, like that's $250,000 in 3 days. Like how many would love to experience that? That's pretty freaking cool. And to be able to experience that is awesome. But here's the things that are going to stop you. These are in your mind and in your body. And through that, here's some of the philosophy to this. Because what I'm about to teach you might fight. You might not quite agree with, and that's cool. Eventually, you'll probably figure this out your own. But here's the thing. Too often gurus teach that it's all in the mind. You got to like focus and willpower and like put in more effort and energy. And as true as that might seem, it's actually the things that make the biggest difference is not just in your mind, but it's in your body. So when I was going and trying to do high ticket sales, the things that stopped me were thoughts like, I'm not good enough. What if they want money back? I'm going to have to pay higher taxes. Oh no. Can I do this long term? What if they're not happy with my stuff? I don't trust them to go through the processes like I've gone through. And on and on and on and on. We have these limitations based on our past perceptions. Mine was growing up and going through all the crap and the traumas and stuff. And I saw those, and it reflected how I communicated my message. It reflected how I would hold myself, how I would trust other people to enroll and take action on themselves. And as I started to work through those, not just in the mind, but at a cellular level, not only was I able to do things that I'd never imagined possible, but I did them in literally like days instead of years. And you too can do that. So even in this challenge, I believe I just had a guy, he just reached out to me. He's been working with me and he just sold his first 50K program. And all I did was teach him a couple mindset pieces and how to change his cellular memory. The packaging, you're going to learn. But to master this, you have to create your own story. So here's the first piece. Why? Why are you doing it? Why do you want to sell high ticket things? What's the whole purpose for you? You got to have that why. For me, I wanted to get my wife a grand piano. Like she's a concert pianist. She's amazing. She didn't ever have enough money to make to play on a great piano. So I had a why that was bigger than myself. At first it might be, hey, to pay the bills, or it might be, hey, for some loved one, or it might be, I want to make a bigger impact. But whatever why you have, I want you to remember that why and let it become part of your story. That's the second piece. Once you have your why, the second piece is every single thing you go through, including enrolling, like Justin will probably share with you some amazing things over these next couple of days. And he might even offer you some opportunities to work with him. Whatever is going to happen, I'm going to encourage you that everything you do can become part of your story. For example, when I was going through this and I thought, hey, to sell a high ticket, I should probably invest in a high ticket. I was like, I can't do something that I haven't first done. I feel out of integrity. And if I'm like, hey, I'm going to sell a $35,000 program, I need to be willing and go enroll into a 35K program or a 65K program. So to give you an idea, up to this point, I've invested almost $500,000 or more in my personal development. And some of those programs were 65K and up. And I didn't have the money at the time to purchase those. So don't let money ever stop you, because your future clients are going to have the same excuses that you have. Be the kind of ideal person that your ideal client wants to work with. And that's one of the most important pieces is when I map out my avatar and I'm like, these are who I want to serve. These are my ideal person. And I say, if I was this person, who would be the person I would want to hire? Oh, well, I would want to hire someone who's also invested big, who also holds me to the fire, who keeps me accountable, who does what they say, who's in integrity, who works hard, right? So I knew for me to be that person, because at the time I wasn't, I needed to make decisions as if I was that person. So I started to invest heavily in myself. You have to think about that. As you invest in bigger programs, that I looked forward to the time that I was going to spend $35K on a program. And I was like, I can't wait. Like, this is going to be epic. What a story I'm going to have. So I knew, crafting out my story to say, I have gone from broke to creating six figures in less than 7 months. And that was my story from the get-go, even when I was broke. And having that story in place of why you want to sell high ticket, the story you want to create with that high ticket process. Who do you want to be? How do you want to show up? What kind of example do you want to lead for your family and for your clients? That's the second piece. The third piece is to make sure that that story is ingrained in your soul and it becomes part of your identity. Because you're going to have fears, you're going to have doubts, you're going to have crap that comes up and is going to try to throw you from your vision, from your goals. After working with thousands of people, I found that it's not just the mind, but the body. And I'm going to share with you, if that's okay, a way that you can actually make physiological chemical changes in your body as you go through these 3 days, the next 3 days. Okay. So if some resistance comes up, how do you change it within minutes? And I'm going to show you that. It's a simple process. I developed this after going through literally over 400 different processes to try to get change to stick. A lot of it at first, the philosophies was mindset. Focus on your mind, positive thinking, right? And I thought all the positive thoughts and then all the results were so crappy, my thoughts sucked. And I was like, I hate this stuff. What, this stuff doesn't work. This is a bunch of BS. And I would like see my reality, but my reality of my evidence was so much against me that it was difficult to become the person I wanted and actually change. And so I had to have a way, a tool, a process to do that. A lot of philosophies based on getting to the root cause of what is causing these beliefs, which that works. But it's also like taking two stones and scraping them together to start a fire. That works too. But today we have much faster ways of starting a fire. Go get a freaking flamethrower. That's going to be a little bit more effective than scraping stones together. So if you want to learn some of the fastest ways, here's one of the basic forms of how to do this. But there's a couple principles you got to understand. Number one, everything has a vibration to it or a frequency. A lot of people are like, oh, woo-woo, whatever. But it's true. Like everything has a vibration or frequency, sound, everything. And the more studies you do on it, the more you'll come to that acknowledgement. And just it's a reality. Like every single thought, every single word, every single action, every single object, it's made up of stuff. And that stuff has a frequency or a pattern of energy to it. That's, you got to understand that. Number two is that energy cannot be created nor destroyed, but it can be transferred. So if I have something in my life that is not ideal, whether it's my relationship, whether I'm not selling my high ticket things, maybe I'm not attracting the ideal clients, maybe people aren't closing, maybe I'm just having difficulty finding the right people. All of those, every single one of those scenarios is a frequency, a pattern of energy. And the only reason you're having it happen is because your body is attuned to it. So if I change that frequency, I can change my result. And Tony talks a lot about like changing your state, right? Tony Robbins, and he's like, hey, change your state. Changing states is powerful, but what if you could change your state, not just in the mind, but you changed it in every cell of your body? Then you become that thing and it becomes an identity and you no longer have to focus on it anymore because it's real. So when I wanted to make $250,000 in a weekend, I did some of these principles. I worked on myself and then boom, literally, I didn't even know how. In the bathtub, I had this inspiration to come up with a 65K program, wrote it out in 10 minutes, and then sold it the next day at my event. Well, 2 days later, because it was a 3-day event. So I sold it on day two and sold it and then had four people sign up. And they're like, people are like, how do you create a high ticket package? Well, you take a bath, you just write it out. That's how you do it. And so, but before that, it comes with your identity and your purpose. And that's the key. Okay. So I went through that and then I went through this experience. Now, here's how you do it. This is called abundance alignment technique. It's something I developed and it's going to help you pinpoint the resistance inside of you that you have towards selling high ticket and completely crush it out of the water, change it and never have it come back. The full version can take like 2 hours. This is the intuitive version. So anyone can do it. My four-year-old does this. My six-year-old does it. And I have people who have used just this process alone and changed drastic things in their life. So here's how you do it. Let's say you're going through this course and you have some resistance, some uncertainties around doing high ticket. Maybe it's like, I'm going to get taken advantage of, or I'm going to take advantage of other people, or I'm not ready. I don't have a certificate. I need to have more education. All of those are beliefs, but they're not just in the mind. So it's in the body. And they're stored in the body as fight flight responses. And I label them as allergies and addictions. So the body is literally addicted to the negative, non-productive things and allergic to the ideal. So when you do this process, which is kind of goofy, kind of weird, you breathe in through the nose and tap and smile and do some weird stuff, it neutralizes the fight flight responses in the body, severs the addictive and allergic responses so that you can be at full cause in your life. Now, as crazy as this technique might seem, this is the stuff that I've seen people make hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars by just changing their frequency and vibration. It doesn't replace skills. It's an asset to it. All right. So here's what's called the unstoppable equation. And this is going to help you get your goal really quick. And I'm going to show you the process real fast. So the U represents how fast you can attain something, as fast as humanly possible, right? And we think, oh, it's going to take me a long time to attain something. Well, that's just a belief. The unstoppable is the speed at which you attain it. Now we're going to go into the skills, which is what you're going to learn a lot this week, are needed. It's part of the equation. You have to have skills. You have to put in work and you have to have a focus, something very clear that you're determined to do. So the more that you increase your work, the more you increase your focus, the more you increase your skill, that will speed up. Here's the kicker. You're putting in a lot of focus and work and effort. But if you have your allergies and addictions countering each other, you might put in 100 amount of effort into building your program and you go through the skills and you go through all this stuff. And you're like, I put in 100 amount of effort, man. I'm like killing myself to do this. But you only get 10 out. You're like, crap, I am not getting the result that I'm putting in. This amount of energy, I should be way further ahead. Anybody ever felt that way where you like feel like you're overdoing it? You're like, I should be light years ahead by now. Well, this is why. Because if you have, let's just say you have two allergies and two addictions. For that countering 100, then you put in 100, you're only going to get like 25 out. And most of us have a lot more than this. Some of us are so bad that you like work on the skills and the work and the focus and you get nothing out. And you're like, I haven't made any money. I haven't gotten any results. So this is what I'm about to show you will eliminate these fight flight responses in the body so that the work you have will work for you. Cool. Is it okay if I take like 5 minutes and show you the brief variation of this technique so you can use it? All right, let's do it. Again, this is wacky. It's weird. You're going to fight it because it's too easy and it should be a lot harder to change, but it's not. We've seen people kick food allergies, money allergies. We've seen people change tumors in their brain. We've seen people change phenomenal, crazy, impossible things. We don't cure anything, but if you use this process and you start like selling like a boss, just shoot me over a PM and let me know that you got it because I love it. We take hundreds of those testimonials. So here's what you do. You're going to take the thing that you want. Maybe it's selling a high ticket thing, right? So Justin, you're going to be teaching a lot of skills, right? And you're going to have people. So let's say they're going to be like, hey, you're going to make a $10,000 program or a 30K program or a 5K program. And they're going to be like, here's how, right? Here's how you map it out. Here's the details. Here's the how to. Then part of you might have some resistance. I don't know enough people. So the moment your mind has an opposition, that's a good thing. It is showing you what you need to change. your body does feel it. Even if you can't tune into it, it's there. You just have to train yourself. So let's say I'm going to work on that. Let's say I'm like, okay, I've got my idea. I'm going to go sell a 5K program. First limiting thought. I don't know enough people. Great. So I think about that limiting thought and I'm going to pinpoint where I feel the tension in my body. Okay. So the key is bring up the negative, feel it in your body. Where do I feel it? Maybe it's in my shoulders. Maybe it's in my gut. Maybe it's in my throat. And you're going to tap that area to acknowledge it. So what you're doing the moment you think that thought, your body is firing the fight flight response. Okay. So you got to counter it. So you're going to tap that area, which is acknowledging where it's at. Then you're going to do this funky process that'll turn it off. And this is what you do. You're going to tap on the forehead and go all the way down to C7, which is right here. And you're going to do this in through the nose, out through the mouth, into the nose, out through the mouth, into the nose. And you do it 3 times, out through the mouth. Then you're going to pant like a dog. 3 times, and then smile. And what you just did, you just turned off the fight flight response tied to the thing that you want. And this is so crazy. So when you vocalize that negative, so it's like, okay, I want to go sell my 5K program or my 100K program or whatever it is. Oh, I don't know enough people. So you voice, I don't know enough people, tap where you feel it, and then align it. And smile, right? So 3 times, 3 times, and then smile. And what that does is when the moment you vocalize that negative, it's like a rock being thrown in a pond. It makes a ripple. That negative response is a trauma. It's an actual response in the body. By tapping the area and doing that alignment process, it's like throwing lots of rocks around that ripple and it stops it and puts it at peace. So that no longer you're being reacted upon. You can now make your own choice and choose how your body responds. So then if you do that consistently through all the limitation things that come up throughout this course, so let's say he's teaching something and he's like, all right, so now that you did that, now build your program. And you're like, crap, I don't know how to build it. Like I'm unsure, I need a certification or something. And you're like worried and you're like, oh no, I can't do it. Vocalize that tension. I can't do this. This is too hard. I'm overwhelmed. Tap where you feel it and align. Pant. Smile. Go back to the focus. What is it you're doing? I'm building out the package. Great. Any other resistance to it? It's too difficult. I need more details. Vocalize that. Align it. Eventually, you won't have any more resistance, any other addictive responses, and you'll be in a state of just peace where you'll be able to handle things at such a higher level and do incredible things that you never thought possible. So that is what I want you to do. And I know it might be a little goofy, but give it a shot. We've had people do that and kick negative habits. We've had people get out of so many crazy things, but you can use it to create or let go of crap. And so my hope is that you remember everything's a frequency, everything. And if you struggle with something, it's not your fault. It is simply because your body is addicted or allergic. And you now have a simple way to start changing that and triumph over whatever is going on in your life. So as you're going and enrolling, I would work on some of these. These are some of the ones that I wrote down that some people have. Some of the limitations that you might face are, I'm taking advantage of others. What if they don't get results? I'm going to have to pay more taxes. They're going to be harder to work with. I have to give them my soul if I sell high ticket. I don't trust others to succeed. I have to save them. More money means more responsibility. I'm not certified. I don't have a big following. I can't do it. It's hard. I can't do that in my industry. So those are some of the limitations. If those pop up for you, you just got to be conscious to them, vocalize it, tap where you feel it, and align it. And it'll stop that so that you can be at full cause and make choices that are more productive in life so that you can actually go and actually create your dreams. Cool, huh?
That was awesome, man. I love it. That was so cool. That is how long did it take you to come up with that? That is that tapping stuff.
Like I said, I've been through a lot of different processes. So I took things that I saw that were similar and I found the missing gaps. And we actually developed this whole process about three and a half years ago. But it took almost $400,000 of investing in myself, going through tens of thousands of hours of working on myself, trying to master my own crap until finally, like, I was like, there's a faster way. It's not just through the mind. If you do it on your body, So the full version, you actually go and check over 500 parts of your body and make sure every single cell is fully aligned. But even with what I just taught, we've seen massive shifts happen just through that process.
Well, that's awesome. Cause I've heard of tapping and we have some cool breathwork things too that we do here as well. And I've never heard it explained so well. And I know I'll be trying it. That's for darn sure. I'll
get
on my results. And
yeah, and it's different than EFT and tapping, which is what I used to do a lot of. This is a little bit different. It involves tapping, but it's a next level to pinpoint exactly the fight-flight response and then change it.
That is so cool, man. Well, it was so awesome. We didn't even get to hang out in Boise this time. Are you going to Phoenix?
Yeah, I'll be there in Phoenix.
Cool. Well, I'll definitely make it a point for us to hang out. And I'm bringing my 12-year-old Zoe. So Sweet. This is her first experience. Do you have kids old enough that you're going to bring inside?
We have our 7-year. She'll be six. Well, she's 6 right now. So yeah, that's our oldest. So
awesome.
Probably not quite yet.
Yeah. Well, some of them, they start young and they're all about it. Mine's a very high D on the disc profile. So we'll see how it all goes for that. But
that's awesome.
I really appreciate you joining us and sharing all these nuggets and great things like that. So if people want to learn more about you and they're identifying, they're like, oh man, that sounds really cool. Where should they find you? Where should they reach out?
Yeah. Best place is actually on my Facebook group. You can go to tylerfb.com, FB for Facebook. Tylerfb.com will take you right to my Facebook group. It's called Abundance Alignment Community. And in there, I've got like guides and I've got a book on it and all sorts of stuff they can go through to start to master themselves. But yeah, I believe anybody can do high ticket, doesn't matter what industry. And it's like really powerful, especially when you feel good about it and you can be in integrity with it.
Awesome, brother. Well, I appreciate it. I don't want to take up any more of your time. I know you if you're like me, you probably have a to-do list or a list of all the things to implement that we got from this past weekend back in Boise. I try to keep things simple, like 3, but
I know I'm like one. I'm like, This is the one thing.
Yeah, that's even better. The big domino. So I'll let you get back to it and we'll follow back up and talk some more. And I really, really, truly appreciate you coming on, man.
Cool.
And sharing his brilliant insights.
Well, thanks. And if you guys have any questions, drop some comments, ask some questions. It's really limitless. You are limitless. And truly, like, what Justin's going to be teaching you guys this week, like, don't resist it, because that very goal that you have, you may just find right here in the next 3 days. And you just got to be open to it and willing to make that change into a new identity so you can totally embrace that. Don't fight it. If you do fight it, just align it and then get rid of it and move forward.
Love it, brother. Well, thanks again. We'll see you in Phoenix and Inner
Circle. Yep.
And I can't wait to connect and talk some more and get to learn more about everything, all these exciting things that you're doing, man.
Sweet.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hi, my name's Kate. And I'm your host of the Pot Moms Podcast. I started the Pot Moms Podcast, well, because I wanted to end the stigma against using cannabis, specifically with moms, but also anyone who chooses to consume. I strive for a balance of humor and education, along with some pretty rad guests, to help combat social biases that come with consuming cannabis. Kids are hard. Join me for regular podcast episodes packed with parenting hacks, real life stories, and of course, my favorite cannabis products. The days are long, but the years are short. So roll another J and take a deep breath. Keep blazing and stay amazing.